Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Yes. On the Tuesday afternoon show with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've got our second guest in, haven't we, Maggie?
We have the lovely Zoe.
Hello.
From Ride Business Association.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Zoe.
Hello, thanks for inviting me.
No problem at all. So, Ride Business Association, what does it do?
So, Ride Business Association was set up a long, long time ago, way before my time, and it's been kind of rumbling on over the years in various guises. But as it is now, we're an association, all voluntary, basically acting as a hub for Ride, primarily for businesses, but also we've opened it up to any organisations or groups or individuals that work in and around the Ride area or based around the Ride area.
Okay, so, and it represents them with local council or planning?
Yeah, we've got Michael Lilly is our council representative, so he liaises with us and then can take issues back to both Ride Town Council and Isle of Wight Council, which is very helpful for us, and equally kind of can give direct information back to us, which is always useful because sometimes it takes a while for information to kind of trickle down.
Yeah.
So quite nice to have somebody on the Isle of Wight Council in particular that can say, have you heard about this? Or do you know this is coming up? And so we have a database of over 200 businesses.
200?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And it just means we can circulate that information really quickly to people.
Yeah.
So it's very much about acting as a hub for information, and equally businesses or individuals get in contact with us and say, you know, it can be anything from we're having problems with our bins or, you know, I'm looking for a new space. Do you know of any shops or places that might be vacant?
Yeah.
And so we can kind of help that way as well and... Okay. Put the word out very quickly to lots of people.
So does that include pubs and pub watch and all that?
Yeah.
Or is that separate?
Yeah, campaign? So pub watch is a separate thing, but we do have pubs that contact us and are part of what we're doing as well. Yeah, so kind of very much a joined up central hub for and all those things kind of spread.
Sounds brilliant.
So I know Maggie asked this question earlier on, how far out does Ride stretch in terms of the business association?
All the way to Shankly.
So historically there's been lots of issues with Ride Business Association because people, I think there's been times when I think it's been very focused on Union Street in the past and years gone by, and I think other businesses felt out the loop because of that. So we cover the whole of Ride, so we kind of do it by postcode really, but I mean, in all honesty, if people want to get in touch with us and, you know, have an interest in Ride, who maybe don't live in Ride, we're not exclusive in that way, you know.
No.
We're happy for people to go on the database and they will get information and they'll be included in all that. But in terms of, so sometimes we get things like deals on advertising given to us and things like that. In that respect, we would keep it within the sort of Ride postcode area.
Okay, that makes sense.
Otherwise, we'll get everyone kind of.
So we've got, I mean, you said earlier on, you said it was traditionally focused on Union Street. And when Maggie said to me, oh, we've got the Ride Business Association coming in, I immediately pictured shops. But there's a lot more to Ride than that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And so we have monthly meetings. And we do some breakfast meetings as well. And within those meetings, we have a whole range of people that come and attend those. And so that's everything from retail businesses, the shops. But also we've got people that have got offices in and around Ride.
And there are some manufacturers and things, aren't there? There are some industrial businesses. There's a little couple of little industrial estates that I've visited once or twice.
Also, because we've kind of opened it up to everybody, we have a really strong connection now with all the arts teams and the carnival and all those kind of people who are integral, really, to what Ride is as a place. And I think before, Ride Business Association used to work on the premise of you had to pay to be a member. I think it used to be a rule where you could come to one meeting and then if you didn't pay, you were, like, banished and you weren't allowed to know any of the secrets. And basically that was all scrapped because it doesn't ever work particularly successfully unless everyone joins up. Yes. And you're never going to get that because people want lots of different things for their money. So so we kind of scrapped that and just made it an open door policy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sort of work on donations, really, or we provide services and then people can pay. So it may be that we do social media training and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's
it. Pay to come to one of those sessions and things like that. So what it means is that from very small businesses or people that are literally have an idea but haven't necessarily even got to the point of doing a business plan, that they can come along and they're not going to feel pressured to have to pay any money or sign up to something that actually might not work for them.
So it's all about information giving and receiving and sharing.
Very much so. And just getting everyone, trying to get everyone's ideas, because I've been the chair for 2 years now, and one of the things very quickly that kind of came out was that people felt that they weren't in the loop with information and they'd only know about things after it happened and stuff like that. So we kind of wanted to make sure that people had a forum to either be able to say, actually, have you heard what's going on about that? I'd really like to know, or pass us information that we could distribute quite quickly
to
everybody.
Keeps being informed.
And with that, there's kind of a power of everyone starting to work together.
That's what you need.
And that's what you need to sort of promote.
Absolutely.
I think we'll just take the break now and a little bit of music. We'll come back and talk about the benefits of joining, which you've covered quite a lot of already, and how you can find out more, if that's
great.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, you're listening to the afternoon show on Tuesday on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've still got Zoe in from the Rye Business Association. So why would I, well, if as a business in Rye, why would I want to join the Ride Business Association? What do I get out of it?
I think there's various things. There can be some really practical stuff. So, like we were talking earlier about getting that information firsthand and very quickly. So, making sure you stay in the loop with everything.
Mm-hmm.
There can be really practical help and support as well. So, like I mentioned before, we've done social media training, and we've done some things with business plans for new businesses. And sometimes just having a opportunity to talk to another business owner who's been, you know, going through it all, and just bouncing ideas off somebody and things like that. So there's those real practical things. So we have the meetings, and what I've found from them, we don't class ourselves a networking organisation. But certainly from the meetings, they naturally act as a networking platform.
Yes.
And I've found over the last couple of years that there's been some really strong links between businesses that have been able to work together, that really complement each other. And certainly organisations like Ride Arts and the Carnival and big organisations like that have been able to really utilise some businesses, and also businesses have been able to get on board with some of the things that they're doing and sort of saying, oh, actually, well, that would really fit with things that we're already doing. So that acts as another way of advertising and all that kind of stuff.
There's also people who work on their own.
Mm.
They don't get to see another person all day. It might be nice to meet up and find out from other businesses how they work.
And very much so. And it's interesting, actually, at the meetings, because people often say, oh, you know, I've been in your shop, or I've seen your business on Facebook or whatever, but I didn't realise it was you. And things always work quicker when you know the person can spend time emailing things, trying to get a connection with somebody and doing things like that, actually.
So
White Trash.
Good question.
Oh, yes, I know them.
So I work with John Cattle, so we White Trash Skateboarding. So we've got a shop at the upper end of the high street.
All right.
And John Cattle Skate Club as well.
How can people get in touch with you now, and how can they find out more?
So we've got Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
So just Google Ride Business Association.
Facebook, I get a lot of messages, direct messages from Facebook, so I'm not gonna be able to remember all the things, or they can contact info@ridebusinessassociation.org, and that's our direct email.
info@ridebusinessassociation.org if you're a business in the Ride vicinity. And if you're not, they'll tell you whether you're eligible or not. But by all means, try. Yes, I just checked out on Facebook. Yes, there you are, Ride Business Association. Nice picture from Ride Pier, I can see. Looking out into the distance there. And apparently, if you could, you can message there, typically answers within a few hours. That's pretty good.
That's it, yeah, we're on it.
We need to go to the news now. Thank you very much for coming in, Zoe.
You're very welcome.
And thanks, you're always welcome to come back again and tell us more if there's something new coming up at Ride Business Association. And what's going on, Ride? Very vibrant town, Ride.
It is, yeah.
Lots
we're really
going,
lucky, very lucky. Yeah.
The town on the beach, as you call yourself.
Yeah, that's
very,
right,
very good.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. We'll see you again soon. We're going to take some Fontella Bass up the news at the top of the hour.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.